Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
For over 10 years, VOC Nation has taken listeners behind the scenes of the greatest moments in pro wrestling history. Our hosts are not only experts on the business, but have lived in the business. Subscribe and hear weekly podcasts from hosts like legendary pro wrestling journalist Bill Apter, former Impact Wrestling star Wes Briscoe, former WWE and AWA broadcaster Ken Resnick, former WWE and TNA star Shelly Martinez, former WCW star The Maestro, NWA legend The Raging Bull Manny Fernandez, and much more. VOC Nation programming is free on most major podcasting apps, including iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and Radio.com. And video podcast and bonus content is available on Patreon for as low as $3 a month. What are you waiting for? Head to VOCNation.com and dig into the most comprehensive podcast network built for pro wrestling fans. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at VOC Nation Wrestling Network and follow us on Twitter at VOC Nation.
Welcome, everyone, to WCW Retro. I'm your host for the evening, Fox Thrill, the Mighty of Wrestling. And this is the place to be, folks. We talk about past, present, future professional wrestling, but so much more. You never know if someone call in and have the fun. The Wild Wild West podcast is right here, WCW Retro, on the VXNation.com. And tonight, the very special night, and tonight is Rowdy Roddy Piper night. Discussing the career of the late, the legendary Hall of Famer himself, Rowdy Roddy Piper. Looking forward to diving in to some great Roddy Piper stories tonight with you guys. And if you guys have any cool Roddy Piper moments and memories you'd like to share with us, call in anytime during tonight's live podcast at 914-338-1885. Once again, that number is 914-338-1885. Before we start talking to Roddy Piper here tonight, I'd like to make a few announcements and shout-outs, if you will. First off, shout-outs to Masters of Ring Entertainment, mastersofringentertainment.com, Fishing with Special Friends, fishingwithspecialfriends.com, Innovative Hybrid Wrestling at the Maritimes there in Canada. Find out what they're up to on their Facebook page, facebook.com/IHW Wrestling. I'm going to be an upcoming horror film called Stench of Iniquity. Possibly will be released this year. For more info and updates, go to their Facebook page, facebook.com/Stench of Iniquity. Also currently filming an upcoming film called The Devil's Daughter, which is a Harlequin origin story, which I star as Dr. Jeremy Arkham in the film. If you'd like to more updates on this upcoming film, go to facebook.com/realdevilsdaughter. And also, I'm going to be set soon, later on this year, for the fourth season of the Dust series, in which I star as the Chief. And currently, there's three seasons so far, and you catch up on all three seasons at their YouTube channel, youtube.com/USA series, or on Avail TV at availfilms.com. That's availfilms.com. And check out all the great podcasts and programming we have on VOCNation.com for you guys. In the Room every Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Wrestling with History every Wednesday night at 9:30 with Bruce Swart, Ken Resnick, and the legendary Bill Apter. Of course, WCW Retro every Thursday night at 19 p.m. Standard Time right here on VegasNation.com. Plus, Briscoe and Big Ace, Sassy Steph, Raging Bull Manny Fernandez, and so many great podcasts we have right here on VegasNation.com. Wrestling with Problems, the list goes on and on. And to find out how and when you can listen to your favorite podcast right here on VOCNation.com, go to VOCNation.com for all the latest scheduling time for all your favorite podcasts. And support us on Pro Wrestling Tees at ProWrestlingTees.com/VOCNation to buy your favorite VOC Nation shirt today, including the WCW Retro T-shirts and T-shirts of yours truly, Papa Stroh, and we'll fix this throw. Get your favorite VOC Nation t-shirt now at ProWrestlingTees.com/VOCNation. And if you'd like to be a special guest on an upcoming episode of WCW Retro, hit me up, shoot me an email at WCWRetro@yahoo.com. Get you some exposure. Also taking bookings right now for TV, wrestling, film, comic cons, conventions, autograph signings, radio, the interviews, you name it. I do a lot these days. Hit me up, strofoya@yahoo.com. STRO4YA@yahoo.com. And if you'd like to make a donation to yours truly, buy me a cup of coffee, tips, etc. And thank you for those who've already donated. If you'd like to donate, hit me up on my PayPal. Send it to paypal.me/PapaStro. So all together, it's paypal.me/PapaStro. And thank you in advance for your support. And social media roundup, where you can reach me in social media. My official website is thestro.com, thestro.com. Merchandise page is thestro.com/merchandise. Get your Papa Stro merch today for all ages, including pets. Subscribe to my YouTube channel at youtube.com/stromaestro. I'm on Twitch at twitch.tv/realpapastro. Instagram at stromaestro. Twitter at signs of stro. And thank you guys as always for your thoughts and support. And with that, it is Roddy Piper night, so we can take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we take the callers and talk Roddy Piper right here tonight on WCW Retro. Deleted commercial, we'll throw some Vampiro ICP thing for you. We'll be back in just a few moments, folks. Stick with us.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
This is Lance Storm, and if I can be serious for a minute, you're listening to VOC Nation worldwide.
VOC Nation is one of the longest-running wrestling podcast networks. Having started way back in 2010, VOC Nation provides daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with their hosts and guests via phone calls, emails, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts also include former backstage interviewer from both AWA and WWE, Ken Resnick, former WCW performer The Maestro, former Impact performer Wes Crisco, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributor Brady Hicks, and former Philadelphia radio personality Bruce Wirt. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Ken Resnick and Bruce Wirt, streaming live on Wednesday nights at 9:30 p.m. Eastern, and In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. Both shows take callers live during the show, and recent guests have included General Adnan, Tito Santana, Haku, Earl Hebner, Danger Sandy Davis, Jimmy Hart, Ricky Steamboat, Brodus Clay, and so many more. Archive-free content includes past interviews with huge names, Hulk Hogan, Jesse Ventura, Kurt Angle, Sting, Mick Foley, Joey Styles, Howard Finkel, and so many more. Listen live at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all the podcasts by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. Be sure to follow these guys on Twitter at VOC Nation.
Hola, this is your amiga, Shelly from Cali, to let you know you can catch me here on VOC Nation for Shelly Live. You never know what the hell I'm going to be talking about because I have guests. Sometimes I put you on in a cheese net filled with tea. Sometimes I cry. You have to tune in to find out why. And I also take your calls. I love chatting with you guys. Seeing what the hell you guys are saying. So meet me here on the VOC Nation. Be there or be there.
Rock and Roll Union for the past 2 years has been the place for rock and roll, new rock and roll, debuting rock and roll, and some of the old classics as well. We have welcomed guests from around the world, national artists, and more. We have excited many people by our live events. We've welcomed everybody into the fold, and we continue to do so on a weekly basis. Guys, that is Rock and Roll Union, and that is what we do for you.
Saturdays, 6 p.m. Eastern, VOCNation.com. Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro, talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out, VOCNation.com, WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Welcome back to WCW Retro. Papa Stroll here, your host. And tonight is Roddy Piper night. So if you got a cool Piper moment, some memories you'd like to share with us, call in any time. Tonight's live podcast at 914-338-1885. Again, the number 914-338-1885. So let's get started, shall we? All right, first off, we have 854 area code. Welcome to WCW Retro.
Hey, Papa Stro, I'm excited
about
tonight.
How you doing, man? How's it going?
Papa Stro, I had to call in for this. I mean, I met this guy 14 times, some different locations, but, man, Roddy, he called me a super fan, all the impressions I could do, and I used to dream about meeting him in the 80s, and then in 2002... November 12th, I was at this Hollywood bookshop, and I got to meet him for the first time. I mean, his son Colt was there. It was just something else. I mean, I had this 1986.
Yeah, Colt's a pretty cool guy, yeah.
Yeah, and I remember one event I told Roddy, my brother took me, we lived up in Citrus Heights, and he took me down to Oakland at the Coliseum. It was January 24th, 1990. Piper took on Ravishing Rick Rude in a steel cage, and he put on a show that night. He was doing a swivel and a dip at Rick Rude, and he strapped him with his black belt, you know, and put his kilt over his face, and Bobby Heenan was outside the cage. It was just great.
That's a tremendous time, yeah. Roddy Piper, I mean, there's only one Roddy Piper, I mean, through the years. I mean, he was such a trendsetter and a trailblazer in the industry, for sure. I mean, not just wrestling, but entertainment, Hollywood, et cetera. I mean, he really broke new ground wherever he went.
Yeah, you know, Papa Stro, I remember in 86, before, you know, right after WrestleMania, too. He fought Mr. T in a boxing match in Long Island, NASCAR Coliseum, Long Island, New York. And Piper, after that, he disappeared for a while. I asked Roddy, he said he was working on a movie, Body Slam, down there. And then he came back in August.
Oh, what a great film that was.
AJ Petrucci, or whatever his name was. And he slapped Piper in the face, and Piper wrestled him with one hand. You know, at the end, he used a double forearm, you know, to get the final pin. But he used one hand all through the match until then. And then he started a war with Adrian Adonis that was just historic. I mean, that whole, it led up to WrestleMania 3. You know, I mean, it was just, it got Morocco and Orton.
That's one of the biggest indoor events of all time, WrestleMania 3.
Yeah. And people say that match against Adonis at WrestleMania 3 wasn't a great match. I disagree. I think that was one of the funniest, most enjoyable matches I ever saw in my life.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And gosh, you know, Piper was around the industry so long. I mean, who could ever forget the Starrcade dog collar match with Greg the Hammer Valentine?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Amazing.
I mean, I got the Hammer
encounter to date.
I got MC Hammer about that match, and he actually signed a picture, an 8x10 of him and Piper, and he's got the chain around Piper's face, around his mouth, and around his ears, you know. You know, it would have been real cool, Papa Stroh. I met you. It would be so cool if I could have taken a picture with you, Paul Togan, and Rowdy Roddy Piper.
No, that would be great. Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Yeah, I mean, so much. I mean, so many historical moments of Roddy Piper over the years, and he was also very instrumental. You know, some of the moments we just mentioned, including the rock and wrestling era.
Yeah.
With Cindy Lauper, Hulk Hogan, and Captain Bill Albano and all that. He was involved with that, too.
Papa Stroh, remember when he had the feud with, he ended up having the feud with Captain Lou over Cindy Lauper, who was saying that he was, Captain Lou was saying he was the reason Cindy Lauper was so successful. And Piper and Captain Lou were friends at first. And then Piper turned on Captain Lou, and he took that record. Dick Clark presented him with this award. Cindy Lauper was there, Dave Wolf, Wendy Richter, and he smashed the record over the top of Captain Lou's head. Piper left the ring, and that led to Hulk Hogan taking on Piper on MTV, the award, and settled the score. I mean, Hogan and Piper, God, Papa Stroh, that's one of the greatest feuds ever in wrestling history, Hogan and Piper. I mean, they had so many
and it lasted for a lot of years, even extended through WCW.
And not only that, you know, Papa Stroh, Piper was good on the microphone. He had the pit. He had so many great memories with Piper's Pit. I mean, there's just too many.
Well, I was just getting to that, Malcolm, actually. I was just getting to that about the Piper's Pit segment. Who could forget the legendary Piper's Pit segments he's had through the years. And his guests were like the who's who of the wrestling industry.
Yeah, he was a great entertainer, great actor. I mean, he was part of Hulk Hogan's Rock and Wrestling on Saturday mornings in the September of 85 for a whole season. And I just loved the live segments. Remember when he was the artist and Mean Gene was interviewing him? And he goes, I am making the Leaning Tower of Pizza. And he took and Mean Gene goes, you mean pizza? And he goes, no, it's pizza. You'll see in a minute. He's got a picture of Hogan. He's whacked out his eyes. He gave him a black eye, and he blacked out his teeth, rather. That's really funny.
Well, let's bring in Mr. Hollywood. Mr. Hollywood, welcome back to WCW Retro. How you doing, brother?
How you doing? Papa Stroh, Maestro, WCW Retro, the all one and only. And then we have Malcolm. Is that Malcolm?
That sure is.
Mr. Hollywood.
How you doing, brother?
Hey, Hollywood in the house.
That's why we in the house, and everybody, I hope everybody who's on the line, I hope everybody's doing okay for Mr. Hollywood.
Yeah, I know you got some great Roddy Piper stories you'd like to share with us, Mr. Hollywood. Do tell, man. Go ahead.
Oh, my God. Let me say, Roddy Piper, let me tell you. He was incredible in the ring. I remember one time I think it was WCW, when he was saying that rap is crap and crap is rap. Remember that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, you know what? This rap music, right, Piper is so right, because this rap today is crap, and it is crap. Rap is crap. Crap is rap.
I've seen Ice Cube and Doc Ice-T and all the old school rappers. They concur with that for sure, man.
This rap today, man, is like my B's, my hoes, my N-word. I mean, Roddy Piper was so right. Total crap.
Malcolm mentioned about the feud he had with Mr. T there for a while.
Yeah.
Oh, my
God. All right. Yeah, definitely, man. No question. Man. I can't forget about the battles he had with Hulk Hogan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, many
that
battles with Hulk
about
Hogan.
A year.
It went from WWF all the way to WCW.
Sure did.
Yeah, it started in 96.
Yeah, he's definitely, when you think about Roddy Piper, he's definitely one for the records, for sure. He's one for the records.
And who forgets the infamous Piper spit with Jimmy Superfly Snuka?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. I mean, he was legendary. He was very legendary. Yeah, he was.
His transition to Hollywood, we brushed on it earlier, films like They Live and Hell Comes to Frogtown.
You're right. He was an incredible, actor too. I didn't know he could act like that. I mean, he was an incredible actor.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he was really, like I said, he was really good because, I mean, he was exciting to watch the movies, you know?
Right.
Yeah, I met him. Yeah. He was in a movie with, it was called Buy and Sell in 1989, and it was about Robert Carradine, the actor in Revenge of the Nerds. He was this guy that got set up for, when they set you up for, stealing money, I forget what they call it, but he ended up in jail, and Piper was one of the prisoners in there, and this thing was hilarious. I met Malcolm McDowell that was in it, Robert Carradine, and I talked to Piper about this movie. I mean, it was just, Piper's character, he wore a cowboy hat, and they called him Cowboy in the movie.
Wow.
So,
wow, that's incredible.
And wow.
Christmas bit with him and Bobby Heenan? Well, Bobby Heenan was dressed as Santa Claus, and Roddy came over to the other side of the studio and beat up Santa Claus. That was tremendous.
Wow.
That was great.
You can't forget about Bobby Heenan. Can't forget about him.
Oh, that's hilarious.
You know, Papa Stroh, that was similar to in 97, the Attitude Era. And somebody was dressed up like Santa Claus. I forget which wrestler it was. And Stone Cold beat him up. He beat up Santa Claus, too.
Wow.
And Piper's come back a few times. So, like, for example, he made a return to WWE and won the Intercontinental Championship from Bret Hart, if you recall.
Yeah.
Wow. So, I think it's still the way around. Yeah, the Mountie, yeah.
Yeah, he went to the Mountie, and then he lost it to Bret Hart. He won the Mountie
right.
Royal Rumble in 92, then he lost
yeah,
it
that's right.
to
stand corrected.
Bret Hart.
Yeah, but I was just alluding to the
no,
match
no,
on the Bret Hart. Wait. Let me finish.
Okay.
Thank you. The corn. All right. The match you have at Bret Hart was incredible.
Remember when they were in the corner, Papa Stroh, and Bret Hart, forced him back and pinned him with his feet against the ropes or the post or something like that. He got the three count.
Yeah, it was the sleeper hold. That was
the
Piper's
sleeper
hold.
Well, and
Bret Hart,
they were in the corner.
Well, let me finish, Malcolm. The corn.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Deep breath. Bret Hart reversed the sleeper hold to a pinning maneuver on Roddy Piper. That's how he won the Intercontinental Championship.
Oh, okay. It's been so long. Thank you, Papa Stroh.
And with that, let's. Here comes a 111 Skype call. He could be anybody's guest. So welcome to WCW Retro. Hello.
What?
Okay.
What in the world?
Wait. Okay, we need a backpipe. Is there actual? Is something going to happen?
I had to do that tribute to Roddy Piper here tonight with that tribute show too.
Oh, okay. Well, welcome back, Brian.
Yeah.
How you doing?
How you doing? How you feeling?
Well, I'm doing I went to the... It's really weird. I went to the heart doctor today, and the PR nurse, doctor came in, and I talked with her, and she said, he said, you look good, and then my heart doctor came in, and he said, we need to do a CTE on you, an echo where we put a camera in you and look at your heart valves, make sure you don't have no blood clots on your heart valves. So they did that, and praise God, I don't have no blood clots on my heart valves. And he said, he looked at me and he said, I want to tell you something. He said, I'm not totally convinced you had a stroke. He said, the other test that the other hospital did, he said, you don't have no plaque in your arteries in your throat. I said, I don't. He said, no. And he said, it's a mystery. He said, so I'm going to make an appointment to go to a neurologist and see if they can figure out what's going on. But he said, it was a mystery to him, you know, about what's going on with him. So,
that's great.
You know,
God bless him. That's wonderful.
Yeah, just send your kids in your prayers and...
That's
all I say, you know. Yeah.
But by the way, Brian, Friday Piper night. You got any cool Piper stories you want to share?
Yeah, I got it. You know, I got to honestly say, you know, Roddy Piper, the reason I did the theme song when I called in, you know, Roddy Piper, he spoke volumes to me. He really touched me in many ways throughout his career. I mean, he was amazing on the microphone. I mean, you know, when John Ritter from Three's Company passed, you know, I was like sad for like a week, and when Roddy Piper passed away, I mean, I was just heartbroken. I mean, you know, I love that guy, and you know, I like Dusty Rhodes, and, you know, Dusty Rhodes was great, but Roddy Piper, I don't know, there's something about Roddy Piper that always stood out to me. You know, he come out there with the skirt on, and, you know, he told people like it was, and, you know, yeah, the kilt. Thank you. Thank you, Malcolm. I always forget that name, the kilt. But he told people like it was, and one of my favorite memories of Piper was WWF Royal Rumble 1993 Intercontinental Championship,
yeah.
Roddy Piper versus the Mountie. I thought that was a tremendous battle. He captured the Intercontinental title on that night from the Mountie. And, you know, I also loved Starrcade when he wrestled Greg Valentine in the dog collar match.
You
know,
I thought about that earlier.
There's just so many Roddy Piper memories out there, you know, that the thing is...
What about the match you have at Goldust at WrestleMania? Where he hit Goldust
where they...
Yeah.
Or Goldust
Anaheim.
Yeah.
Yes, where he fought all over the place. And the parking lot and everything. Yeah. One thing about Piper, though, you know, I can say about him that I can say about a few other guys is Piper wanted your attention, he got your attention. I never will forget when Hogan and Big Show or Giant was in the ring at Halloween Havoc. Hogan was talking, I beat everybody, brother. I done whooped. Oh, there's nobody left. And then all of a sudden, the band pipes start playing. Roddy Piper walks out there, looking at him with the long hair, shaking that head. He gets in the ring and he says, "Who the heck do you think you are, Hulk Hogan?" You know, I mean, I just thought that was awesome. Hogan said, "What are you doing here, brother?" He said, "I'm here to show you who's boss, you ain't never beat me in the middle of the ring, and I, sir, Hollywood Hogan. I mean, it was just wonderful. I mean, that, you know, promo he cut. I'll tell you a story
about a bit. You can probably find it somewhere where Danny DeVito was being interviewed by Mean Gene Oakland in the Madison Square Garden in the back. And hold up, Malcolm. Malcolm. Don't worry about that. All right. I'm gonna have to do it to Malcolm what Randy Orton does to Riddle. Okay, here we go. But he did this story about he's interviewing Danny DeVito. Danny DeVito's putting over how great the wrestling is, right? And Roddy Piper comes in and meets Gene Oakland and says, "Hey, Roddy, look, it's Danny DeVito." And Roddy looks down at Danny DeVito. "Oh, great, the plane." Oh my god! I about lost it, man. Oh my god! Tears in my eyes. Piper is so quick-witted, man. Oh my god!
Yeah, he was amazing. He had a
big feud with the NWO too, Mr. Hollywood.
Oh, yes, he did. Yes, sir. You're right. You're absolutely right. He did. I'm saying he gave the NWO a few of those times.
He sure did.
Right.
Yeah.
You remember that Nitro when he came out there and he got on the mic and he exposed Eric Bischoff?
Wow.
It was awesome when he did that.
Because of Piper that we found out that Bischoff was the head of the NWO.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. He exposed Bischoff. Huh?
Yeah. You know, some pop and strip, most wrestlers are known for their muscle, you know, to win matches. There's guys like Flair, you know, that aren't that big, Piper. They use their brains to win matches more than their brawn.
Yeah, I would say so.
That's true.
What about the Piper trip with Frank Williams? Remember that guy from Columbus, Ohio? The one that Piper ended up slapping around? Oh my god.
Yeah, Piper was a beast. He was a beast.
Yeah, Piper's drunk. Remember what he said after he beat Frank Williams up? He goes, "Just when they think they got the answers, I changed the question." He was dead on it.
I think you guys can find this on YouTube somewhere, but check out the bit where Roddy Piper's interviewing himself. It's hilarious. He's interviewing himself. And, oh, man. It is so funny.
It was called Rowdy Roddy Piper's Greatest Hits, and Piper's in a tuxedo, and then the other guy's in his T-shirt and his kilt and everything. It was just hilarious.
He's literally interviewing himself.
That's crazy.
Speaking of entertainment, I think 516 area code, welcome to WCW Retro.
Steve?
Okay, brothers. You guys want to hear the greatest Hulkamania story?
Wait a minute.
It's Roddy Piper night.
The greatest Hulkamania story is that
we don't want to hear Roddy Piper stories, man.
We want to hear the bad pipes, man.
This bad
pipe, man. Jeez, but jeez, I don't dream about it all the time, man. Give it a break.
Talk about a Hogan and Piper.
It's Piper night, man. It's Piper night. It's Piper night. Piper night. Piper night.
Okay.
Oh, there
Hello?
He is. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're here. You live, pal. All
right. All right, you guys, no, I was just joking. I was going to say the greatest Hulkamania rival is Piper.
Oh, here we go.
My greatest Piper moments is Piper made it cool to be the bad guy. I'm here to kick ass and chew some gum, and I'm all out of gum.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
bubble gum. I'm sorry. I love that one.
we get it.
The Piper book, like Mick Foley's book, was the first one that came out, which was so cool. The Piper book was the first book that like really lost me into like into a movie. Like you couldn't disrupt me while I was reading it. Like I think that was the greatest book written from the perspective of a wrestler.
Wow.
Piper's book or Mick Foley?
Piper's. Mick Foley's book is the first one that got me into it. The wrestling book.
Okay.
But the Piper book really like there were some chapters there that were so deep that you were like just got you lost in the moment, you know?
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. See, I used to have a whole collection of wrestling books, wrestling magazines.
Yeah.
I did.
You know, Poppy Strap.
I had a bunch of WCW and WWF magazines.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, me too. Most of WCW.
No, the book. I'm talking about the autobiographies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like,
you know, Poppy Strap. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry, Michael.
I was going to say, Randy Orton calls himself the Legend Killer today. But back in the days, everybody called Piper would be the original Legend Killer, not stepping on Randy Orton. But I got to put that out. Piper was known as the original Legend Killer. He used to end a lot of careers, you know.
Wow. Piper. Piper was one of a kind.
Piper was one of my favorites.
We have Steve,
Professor.
Welcome back to WCW Retro Team.
Hey, how's it going?
How you doing?
Great.
How you doing, Logan?
It's a better world of callers tonight, man. We're talking Roddy Piper.
Mr. Logan.
Eddie
Barton. Mr. Logan.
Hey, dude.
I'm sorry, is it just my phone that's breaking up on?
I keep hearing static too. I don't know whose phone that is.
No. Monday. Monday, on Monday. Monday.
Wait
my
till
phone.
I come on to bring it up.
Right?
No, I was going to say I'll use my microphone if everybody else will use theirs.
Let me keep my microphone.
Steve, you got some cool Piper moments you want to share with us, man?
Well, I need that microphone about money.
Yeah, it was mentioned earlier the Starcade, the Dog Collar match, the Bret Hart match, WrestleMania 8. Definitely, They Live is an awesome movie. I even have like a They Live shirt that I got shortly after Piper passed away.
Hey, Steve.
Hold on, Malcolm.
Okay.
Called the Saints Row. I think the fourth game they like had Piper in that one. They had Piper and Keith David in that game. Hold on, Malcolm. They're Keith David and Roddy Piper.
I'm sorry. I gotta speak up for Malcolm here too. I think what Malcolm was trying to say is we're still hearing the static sound.
It's fine on my end.
It's not on my end. I mean on my mic. I still heard.
Go ahead and finish, Steve.
The game Saints Row 4, there was a scene where they recreated They Live with Roddy Piper and Keith David, which I thought was hilarious. Like Roddy Piper was in full wrestling gear, and they're recreating the fight scenes in that movie. It was cool.
Hmm.
Hey, Steve, this is a compliment to you. You know, Professor on Killian's Island, Roy Hinckley, I was going to ask you, could you take a coconut and turn it into a radio for us? it was a compliment to you because you're so intelligent. So.
I'm going to have to call Marconi on that one.
Good comeback.
But, I think one of Piper's last interviews, it was kind of interesting because he was kind of scatterbrained, but he did talk about not liking working in Japan because the training over there was intense, or they wanted him to train like the other guys that come over there. It's pretty interesting. Like, I think it was all Japan, I think, and man, he gave some awesome out of character interviews. Oh, and I didn't get to see Piper live. I got to see him in DC. I think it was shortly before WrestleMania 30. They did some sort of battle royal type segment on a Piper's Pit. And it was a raw episode. So at least I got to see him live doing a Piper's Pit. That was pretty cool. Like one of the best Piper's Pits in WWE.
We haven't mentioned yet him, Steamboat, and Snuka, and I guess they had a match with Jericho at WrestleMania 25.
Yeah. Hey, Steve, I was going to say, you know, if you would have been around, you know, if Piper was still around, I knew him really well. I'd want him to meet you because I'd tell Roddy. Me and Gene said that I knew more about wrestling than anybody, but there's people, you know, he was wrong about that because there's a lot of people that know a lot more about wrestling than I do. Nobody knows wrestling in Japan like you do. You know, so I wish you could have met Roddy Piper. I guarantee he would have given you respect if he met you.
That's true. Steve is a Japan ref.
Yeah, I saw a tag match one time where Roddy Piper went up against Baba. I think it was Piper and Murdoch. And I think it might have been Jumbo and Baba. And Baba gave him a good chop on Piper, and Piper ended up getting the pin shortly after. It was pretty cool seeing Piper and Roddy go at it. And then one of my favorite Piper Fist moments was when they were doing the Andre Hogan feud. And Piper was like checking on Hogan. He said, "You're bleeding." It was pretty cool. Like that added to the moment.
Mm. You know, it's kind of cool. In 2006, Piper was in the animated series Robot Chicken, which that's fascinating because I did not know that.
Yeah. Yes.
That's pretty wild. Yeah, Robot Chicken. That's pretty wild. Man.
He did a lot of animated voices. He told me he did one on Johnny Bravo, Papa Stroh. Him and the Macho Man did one.
Yeah, he was in Green Lantern, Emerald Knight.
Yeah, Green Lantern. That's right.
Yeah, like the chicken. I think one of my favorite musicians was Claypool. Did the theme for that show.
Did you guys see him on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia as a maniac?
Oh yes.
Yeah.
I'm glad you mentioned that. And he was called Mr. Maniac, and
that was just
he got like arrested.
Yeah.
There was. Like, the gang was trying to do a wrestling show for the troop, and they were going to book Piper, but he was called a maniac, and, like, he got arrested eventually. I guess he had a warrant or something, and as he was getting, like, driven off, he said, "The maniac loves you," or something like that. It's funny.
And they're like, no, at first when they meet him, he's like, "How much do you need?" He's like, $50 upfront. Just give it to him. He just goes up there.
He even did his own likeness in a video game called Saints Row 4.
Yeah, that's the one I was talking about earlier. Him and Keith David.
Keith David,
Keith David were in it, and they did the They Live fight scene. It was awesome because Piper was in full wrestling gear in the game.
I'm going to have to I'd love to check that out. I'd love to check that out.
Yeah, I'll send you a clip.
Please do. Thank you.
Can I ask, like, a personal question? Like, it was sudden when Piper died.
Man? This is TMZ or what, man? This is WWE.
No, no.
Wrestling, man.
No, I'm sorry. No, I just, I wanted to ask, was it sudden, like, it was sudden when Piper died, right? Like, it took us all by shock. It wasn't like we were all expecting it. That's all.
I mean, you know, this isn't Dark Side of the Ring here. We're just talking Piper.
I mean, I think they talked about it. I think they talked about an A&E documentary where he gave that last interview, and then he kind of died not long after it. And people kind of, like, thought his behavior was different, even though I don't think it was that much different. I think he just didn't want to Barry Hogan because he was still friends with him, and this was like shortly after the Hogan scandal. And he just, you know, he might have been a little bit scatterbrained, but it was a pretty interesting interview because when I went back and watched it, and he did touch up on work in Japan.
Yeah, you know, Papa Strick, I had something weird happen to me when I met him one time. It was January 2011. I was at Frankenstein's. The only time I met Bobby the Brain Heenan in a wheelchair. And then I was meeting all the other wrestlers that were there, Tito Santana, Paul Orndorff, Cowboy Bob Orton, Vampiro, a bunch of them. And I went out to meet Roddy Piper, who was the last one I met that day. And his daughter, Ariel, was trying to make a pass at me. And I went up to Roddy, and I said, "You and Hogan are my two favorite wrestlers and my hero." And
no.
I said, "I'm not dating your daughter, Roddy." And he said, "Don't worry about that. I'm all straight at all. I'm not going to date Roddy Piper's daughter." Okay.
Yeah, I have a question.
Only Malcolm.
I have a question for all you guys. Have you guys ever been capping wrestling? Capping meaning like fronting on when you met your favorite wrestler? And I've done it before.
Have we ever been what?
It's called capping. Like, saying something that you've done that you haven't done.
Do you know what I thought you said? Do you know what I thought you said?
Oh, God, don't do it.
I thought you said, have any of us ever been farting on our favorite wrestler we've ever met?
Oh, but that's probably happened, right? Stone Cold said that story.
That'd be interesting.
Oh, listen. I would love to talk about that. I'll come out in front and say it. I'm going to admit it live on Patra's show on WCW Retro. I went to Tennessee to visit my cousins. And I sit out there for 3 months. And I'm like, NWA TV is out here. So we went out there. Then I went out to Mike Tanin and I said, "Hey, we came up from New York for 18 hours just to meet you." And so
that professor, Mike Tanin.
I want to just to meet you.
I was making a joke with Stro because there was a sign at WCW that said Mike Tanay was LaParka.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I remember that.
So my question to you guys is, have you guys ever done...
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Now, who could forget?
Piper comments.
Okay. who forgets the celebrity wife swap with Piper and Flair?
Yeah, well,
Have you guys seen that?
Oh, yeah. I loved that one. That was great. That was neat.
Have you seen it, Jesse? The swipe swap with Piper and Flair?
Yeah, that was hysterical. Yeah, I loved it.
I gotta check it out. But, what was your favorite
funny.
Moment from that, Stro?
What match again? I'm sorry.
Yeah, what was your favorite moment from White Swap?
White Swap. Oh, probably when Flair was in disguise in the grocery store. He didn't want people to know it was him. And he was ticked off, and he was telling Piper's wife he didn't like ham. That was so funny. I'm like, he had like a fake mustache and a wig on. It was terrible. Oh my god!
I'm gonna have to go check it out. One of my friends, I asked about Piper. My friend Randy said he liked the match with Piper and Briscoe in Mid Atlantic. That must have been a really Jack Briscoe.
Oh man,
that must have been a good
Jack
match.
Jack Briscoe was amazing.
Yeah.
Him and Piper. Oh my god.
And then there was a match in
Piper.
JCP. There was a match in JCP where Piper and Jerry Briscoe, or Piper hit Jerry Briscoe with a roll of quarters in his fist, and he was won the belt that he was holding hostage.
His Mid-Atlantic stuff is great, man. Right, Piper.
How do you guys feel like when like it's the Miz's what? Corn, I think, instead of Piper's Pit and stuff. Like, and it's getting reduplicated. Do you feel like it's homage, or do you think it's a ripoff?
I don't understand the question.
I don't understand
the Miz. Do I miss it myself?
Are you talking about the Miz?
Yeah, remember the Miz did his own, like, Piper's Pit type thing?
You mean the Miz talk show?
Jericho, list goes on. Dean Ambrose, he had his own talk show.
Yeah, Jake Roberts,
I think the Miz was really, really...
The
Miz was really mirror matching
Jesse,
the Piper's Pit.
Jesse,
yeah.
Gorilla Monsoon used to say, often imitated, never duplicated, about Hulk Hogan. Well, when it came to the Piper's Pit, everybody tried to get their own version of doing interviews, but absolutely nobody did a better interview show during a wrestling show than Rowdy Roddy Piper. The Piper's Pit
right.
is probably the best interview segment ever in wrestling. I'll argue right. with anybody about that.
Right.
I
agree with you.
Let's put it this way. I would refuse to follow a Roddy Piper promo. No way.
Thank you.
Piper
Thank
was,
you.
It was a whole new level in promo.
Hey, Sarah, you mentioned getting off topic, but you mentioned Backlot Brawl earlier. I really enjoyed that match. I forgot to mention it earlier when I called in. That WrestleMania match of Goldust was crazy, where they brawled in the parking lot, and then they drove to the arena. It was funny because the significance of the white Bronco being an O.J. Simpson reference with the police chase, and they used the actual footage. And I think Bruce Prichard was asked about the rumor about Roddy Piper versus O.J., and that never happened. And, they like actually considered it, and then there was a match where they were gonna do with Goldust and Razor Ramon, but Razor Ramon backed out of it, so it was kind of like just magic at Piper and Goldust at that match, and Piper even hurt his hand punching him. It was crazy.
Right.
Yep. Papa Stro, you mentioned Bruce Prichard. Remember at WrestleMania 5 when Piper came back and interviewed Morton Downey Jr. and Brother Love? That was classic.
Didn't when he used the extinguisher on Morton Downey Jr.?
Yeah. Downey Jr. put his cigarette out.
I just saw a movie the other night. with Piper and Billy Blanks, the martial arts star. I can't think of the name of the fight, but it was pretty cool to see him and Billy Blanks together.
Is Bobby Phillips the actress in it? Because I actually have the videotape if that's the one.
I'm not quite sure. I just know that Billy Blanks is in it with Piper. And I was like, this is so cool.
But if you want to watch
I know there's a movie that I have. It's Piper's last movie. It's called Masked Saint. Wonderful movie.
Mm-hmm. I bet.
It's about a guy who's a preacher. He's a pastor of a church, and he used to be a wrestler, and he goes back into the luchador wrestling and wrestles to raise money for his church. And Roddy Piper's in it, too.
Nice. You know, he was also in the RoboCop series. He appeared in RoboCop the series, too.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was in Canada.
Wow.
Did you know what, there was a horror movie that Roddy Piper was in called Pro Wrestlers vs. Zombies that came out in 2013. So,
I knew
about that one.
Everybody complaining about zombies and wrestling in 2021. Piper was just fighting zombies in movies already.
Piper was way ahead of his time.
Papa Stroke, you remember, you're talking about the movies. He did one in 86. It's still my favorite. I told Roddy that. It's called Body Slam. Captain Lou Albano was in it. Tanya Roberts.
Yeah, we just talked about that, Malcolm, earlier in the podcast.
I mentioned
Body Slam. And a lot of wrestlers were in that, too.
I think Flair was in there, too. Wasn't he? Made a cameo.
Oh, Flair, Albano. The Wild Samoans,
the
Barbarian, Tito Khan, Tonga Kid.
Yeah,
you name it,
Tonga Tom.
We all agree
I
that?
I remember the movie Clubhouse. Terry Brown was in
quick,
it. Patrick Swayze.
Can we agree that maybe Piper might have been the most charismatic bad guy at the time? Like, he made us cheer for the bad guy when we weren't supposed to.
But it'd be hard to argue against it, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, Papa Joe, another cool moment in my life with Piper. The very first time I met him at a Hollywood bookshop, it was November 12th, 2002.
That sounds like a series, so go ahead, Malcolm.
Yeah.
Malcolm, you met all my favorites, man.
According to your life of the Piper. That's a great title.
I went up to him, and I asked him if I could do my Hulk Hogan impression for him. And Piper,
I love it.
And I did it for him, and Piper went to the back. He's got this black hat. It says No Fear on it. He's got this T-shirt, white T-shirt, like the Hot Rod shirt's got No Fear. His son, Colt, this guy, young kid, collecting money for him. And Piper goes to the back, grabs a steel chair. I snapped a picture of this, if you want to pop it, Stroke. Piper's got this wild look in his eye, like he's going to whack me with the chair. I just love that.
Did he actually whack you with a chair, Muff?
No, he was faking it. But it was great. Yeah. I mean, Roddy put his arm around later. And that's when he started becoming a super fan. He did the Macho Man for him, too.
Another one of my favorite Piper pitch moments was WrestleMania 21 with Steve Austin and Roddy Piper, and they're slapping each other. And they're drinking beer. And I think it was a stunner. Yeah. Like, two of the most charismatic wrestlers ever in a segment on a WrestleMania.
Come on.
Crazy.
That was epic, yeah.
Yeah.
Another one of my favorite for Pitts moments was when him and Robert Downey Jr. was in the room smoking that cigar, and Roddy Piper said, "Put that cigar out. What are you doing smoking that cigar? It's going to kill you, smoking like that. What are you doing?" I thought that was neat.
Hold on. Did you guys talk about the video?
Wait a second, Jesse. I was going to say, I had to correct Malcolm on the RoboCop series. It wasn't in Canada. It was the United Kingdom.
Oh, I thought it was filmed in Canada. You used to say in the credits in Canada. I'm sorry, Bobster.
No, I'm looking at it right now. It's the United Kingdom.
I didn't know that. Thank you, Papastro. See, people say.
Oh, anytime.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you guys talk about the video game?
And it's always sunny in Philadelphia too.
Did you?
And he was on silk stockings too.
I said right. It's always sunny. I mentioned it's always sunny. Yeah.
That's true.
Wow. I'm guessing it's a series.
So yeah,
Did you guys mention the video game?
Yes, we did.
The what?
The video game, NCW, NWO Revenge.
No.
Hey, Papa Stro?
Oh, Nintendo, take the door.
Huh?
Nintendo
64 is over, but at the time that the wrestling, that game was the best wrestling game ever, Piper was the best with the sleeper hold. That's all.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And
Malcolm knows what
too.
I'm talking about.
Yep. Papa Stro.
I know what you're talking about.
I think we all do, Jesse. We all know what you're talking about. We talked about that earlier on the show. We're going around in circles here.
Where's Mr. Hollywood at?
He had to leave, but he gives everybody his love.
Oh.
So,
Mr. Hollywood has left the airwaves. There was a match at Coliseum Video. It was WWF's most unusual matches. It was a Texas Tornado match. And Piper and Orton, his tag team partner, take on the Junkyard Dog and Snip Jimmy Snuka. And Orton's got a sleeper hold on the JYD. And Piper's got a sleeper hold on Jimmy Snuka. And they both grab fingers and they pull Piper and Orton into each other to break the hold. That was just classic. Yeah. There was no referee in the ring.
No doubt. Steve, what you going to say?
Yeah, I was going to comment earlier on the sleeper hold. You know, I think Hulk Hogan said that he wished he'd reconsidered his finisher to be the sleeper hold. Because that way it'd be less taxing on his body, And then another thing was, do you think that Sean O'Hare benefited from Roddy Piper being his manager and his feud with Rikishi and Chief Smith? Or do you think that was hindering him?
You know, I really thought at the time Piper was grooming Sean O'Hare for a bigger thing. You know what I mean? And it's just a shame what happened, you know, from then on out. Because I believe if Sean O'Hare, if things were differently, I think Sean O'Hare would be a big deal today. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think his tape promos were so great, and I think Sean had a lot of potential. I know Killer Cross, the Karrion Kross, was influenced by him, he said in an interview. So it's a great one if in wrestling. Yeah, he said Sean O'Hare was
his girlfriend. Steve, isn't his girlfriend Scarlett Bordeaux, or did they break up? Yeah, because I met them both at StarCast. My brother wanted me to get an autograph for her, and I got it for him. And I found out Killer Cross, that was his girlfriend. So I was glad I was respected to her.
Yeah, don't
want
to mess with them. They'll do it up for you.
Can you imagine Thomas Piper Stroke if he was – wait a minute, Mel. Can you imagine Piper if he – thank you. Can you imagine Piper if he was alive today? I mean, his interaction with some of the day stars, man. Oh, it'd be tremendous.
Like him and John Moxley.
Oh, they
him and Mick
stars.
Foley. Him and Mick Foley.
Well, I was thinking of more like him and Adam Cole, actually.
What about him and the Miz?
And some of the new stars nowadays, like him and Roman Reigns, and
and the Miz.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, those are just some of the many examples you could, like, put Piper in the mix with. That would be pretty amazing.
And Drew McIntyre. That could be the Kilt Brothers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's good, right? from Scotland.
New Highlanders.
Yeah. The Viking Raiders. Yeah, them. Whole click.
Got his brothers against the Viking Raiders. That'd be good. Yeah, Papa Stroh, can I get you talked about prime time? What about the moments on Saturday night's main event with Roddy Piper? I mean, the one where he's handed out the candy to, and he had the bowling ball, and he had cellophane, and he had broomsticks, and he called it a candy apple, and he took bricks and wrapped them up in aluminum foil, and he called them chocolate bars, and he's trying to stick it in kids' bags, and they got red hot peppers when he takes them inside his house. And Hogan was laughing about it.
I mean, can you imagine Roddy Piper interaction with, say, for example, New Day?
New Day?
Oh, it'd be tremendous. It'd be tremendous.
When Piper, WrestleMania 6, Piper painted himself half black, you know, with paint or
but,
whatever.
You know, can you think of any other stars that he could interact with today that'd be entertaining, guys? Now,
you
mentioned some already, but go ahead.
Eli
Drake. That would be good. Piper did a segment for, I think it was a Hulk Hogan type reunion thing, and for celebration, and Brock Lesnar got in Roddy Piper's face in a pretty intense moment. It looked like neither one was going to back down.
Oh man.
I think Piper and Elias.
Yeah.
That would be interesting.
I was
going to
say Eli Drake. That's just a fact of life.
Brian, you mentioned Moxley earlier. That would have been great. I would have loved to have seen Piper and Cody Rhodes. I think
played
off that Dusty Rhodes system there.
That would have been good.
But yeah, when I met Moxley or Dean Ambrose at the time, he was asked about what kind of match he would want to work or wrestle in, and he said dog collar match. So he made me think of that Greg Valentine. So I'd love to see those two in a dog collar match for sure.
God, can you imagine Piper having Piper's Pits and AEW Dynamite? That'd be tremendous.
That would be amazing.
That would have been awesome. I think the closest thing, I don't know, Jeff Jarrett, when he was doing Global Force Wrestling, I think he wanted Chael Sonnen to be his Piper's Pit. That would have been interesting if we ever got a Chael Sonnen Roddy Piper moment. Because Chael is obviously influenced in wrestling.
I guess we were talking about Hulk Hogan
enough.
Jesse has left the building. But thank you for calling, Jesse. Maybe next time we can talk more Hogan for you. Okay, carry on.
Oh, wow. Two Hollywood left.
Wow. Shots
fired. Steve, who was the guy in Ring of Honor, and he's in AEW? The great wrestler, what's his name? I thought he'd be a good opponent if Piper was alive today. I can't think of his name.
Tell Cabana.
No, he's real famous. He's like the champion, kind of like the Austin Aries. No. Yeah, I think his name starts with a Q or something like KQ or. Who is it?
DT Marshall. I don't think he was in Ring of Honor.
No, he's real. I mean, Brady and Derek are talking about him all the time. You know, he was challenging the guy in TNA, and Derek said he showed him up, you know, He had that thing where I turned on everybody in AEW. I can't think of his name, though.
He was in Ring of Honor?
He was in Ring of Honor, too. I can't think of his name.
Lance Archer?
He's a Kenny champion Omega's? Today, I think. Kenny Omega, thank you very much. I thought Kenny Omega and Piper would have been a good match.
Yeah, they're both Canadians, too. They're both Canadians, and Kenny Omega is one of the best wrestlers in the world right now, so I think that would be great.
No.
And plus, you know, Kenny Omega, very strange guy, so I'd love to see those two in a verbal confrontation.
I'd like to meet Kenny Omega if it ever happens.
That's pretty bad. I was actually sitting here thinking of Kenny, you know, not in the perspective of the person. And I didn't even register that Kenny Omega used to be in Ring of Honor, but he did.
Well, when he said he was a champion, like right now, I think that really rung a bell for me.
Yeah.
Thank you, Steve.
Hey, Stro, did you hear about the there's more releases coming from WWE?
Really?
I hope not.
Yeah. I just read that a little bit ago. They said that the Braun Strowman stuff wasn't the final cut, that more wrestling superstars are going to be released by WWE. And they said the pay-per-views from now on are going to be shorter.
Wow.
That's news.
Yeah, I don't know. SummerSlam, I heard, might be a little bit shorter than, like, maybe 3 hours or something like that. But another name I'd like to see is Piper and Aleister Black. Piper.
Oh yeah.
Piper has a dark side to him. Like he had a troubled childhood. Like Black kind of hints that in the dark farther from us. I would love to see those two go at it, have a verbal meeting.
Oh yeah. Absolutely.
Hey, Foster, another match.
You know, another. Oh, go ahead, Michael.
Another match right before WrestleMania 3. It was a 6-man match. You had Ricky Steamboat against the Macho Man at that time. You had King Harley Race against the Junkyard Dog. And you had Rowdy Roddy Piper and Adonis. They all had the feud before WrestleMania 3. And they all were involved in the 6-man match. And what it was is, when one guy was eliminated, he had to leave the ring until the last two guys were in there and won the match. I mean, that was really good. They had one in Madison Square Garden. It was just a classic.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to mention another classic match that Roddy Piper had that not a lot of people mention is when he wrestled Jerry Lawler in WWF. 94. I thought they had a great match.
I'm glad you mentioned that.
Because it was a host of Piper's Pit against the host of King's Court.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go back and watch that because it's pretty cool.
Yes, that definitely is a classic.
Yeah, Steve, his real name was Roderick Toombs. He told me that one time.
Yeah, that is true.
Obviously, if it's his daughter's last name is Toombs, then his name would also be Toombs. That would make sense.
It's funny he never used that name because it's such a it sounds like a gimmick name. It sounds like a mortician type name, Tombs.
Yeah, it would have been a great match. If he had a match against The Undertaker, it would have been a great name to use, right, Steve?
Yeah, I think they did meet, but I don't know if they ever had a match. But I know, like, when Undertaker would do the funeral parlor segments, I think Piper would run in, like, when Warrior got put in the casket or when Togan got, you know, jumped from behind. You know, that would have been a great rivalry, too, in the second place.
Hey, guys, Why does Piper never fight The Undertaker? I mean, they had him against Andre. They had him against Warlord. I mean, Piper could have held his own against The Undertaker. I asked The Undertaker about that, and he's like, yeah, that should have happened.
Actually, hold on. No. Yeah. I don't know if they ever did. If they can't see. No, I've seen people like post. I've seen people post their video games.
I was just looking at it.
Everybody talks about Sting taking on The Undertaker. There, another one would be Piper.
You know, that may have been in tag matches, but I'm not sure about a one-on-one.
Right. I think it's just because Piper was transitioning into a commentator role at the time, and I think Vince was trying to push the youth at some point, and even though Piper could still wrestle like he did in WCW, but I think Vince was transitioning some of the older guys out. I think that's my theory on that. But that was...
Yeah, Steve, I was at Yark Arena with Dave Sullivan. My brother worked with him at an air filters place in Sacramento. And I didn't know it was Dave Sullivan at the time, you know, when Hogan came back in the WCW, or came to WCW in April 94. And he was the one that, he had the theme song, I Want to Be a Hulkamaniac, and he was related to Kevin Sullivan. I think he was his brother. I actually sat at this match with Dave Sullivan and Hogan. The main event was Hogan and Piper. Piper was the Intercontinental Champion. Ric Flair was the WWF Heavyweight Champion, and The Undertaker and Flair against Hogan and Piper, and it was a classic.
Oh, wow. And then there was silence. I can't believe it.
And then there was confusion.
You know, I would have liked to see Piper versus CM Punk. Because CM Punk was obviously influenced by Piper. He said so publicly. And Piper was the biggest influence on him because he related to him.
That would have been interesting.
I remember
and then there was silence
match.
Again.
Papa Stur, I remember another good match in 85. Piper had a him and Orton had a match before they were WWF champions at WrestleMania 2. Before that, they had a match against the British Bulldogs and Captain Lou Albano that was a classic that I loved. It was on MSG Network.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm sorry. The tag match I was talking about was Dick Slater, not Dick Murdoch. It was Paper and Slater versus Jumbo and Bobby. And the interview I was talking about is Piper being banned in Japan. And I think it was like over a trip in 1980 from all Japan, is what I read on Reddit. Piper, like, I guess, would get himself in trouble, and like I think Ric Flair and him talked about him getting tons of heat in Puerto Rico. I think at the Hall of Fame ceremony.
Yeah, Steve, I
remember
Piper.
Flair talking about that actually a while back about him and Piper getting over there.
Papa Strode, Steve, and Brian. Piper told me one time when I was meeting him. He said, "You don't want to be around Flair when he's hanging out with him when he's partying." Because Piper said, "You don't want to be on an airplane with him because he got drunk. He was dancing with the stewardess on the plane."
Oh my goodness!
Oh man, trust me, Mike. I've been around Flair quite a few of those times. He's in a whole new level, man. A whole new level. Oh my God! It's great. Let me finish, Malcolm,
okay.
Let me finish,
I'm sorry.
With you. Quit interrupting me. All right. What can you do, chop? All right.
Yeah, you can body slam me next time.
Maybe we'll shut up.
Okay.
Oh my God. Oh God, I'm just kidding. But Flair, man, I can imagine him and Piper partying it up. Like, I mean, Flair is part riders and stuff, but him and Piper together. Oh my God.
They were tag team champions at one point in WWE in their later career.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was 2006, wasn't it, Steve?
Pretty cool that they got that moment together in WWE. I wanted to ask, does everybody remember Legends House?
Yeah.
Legends House, yeah.
Adam watched it.
Yeah, I never really watched that.
It was pretty good. Like, you got to see, you know, those classic 80s stars, like, in a non-wrestling, you know, role. So, it was pretty
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, I know Maine.
Piper. Was it Hacksaw, Pat Patterson?
Hillbilly Jim.
Maine
yeah.
Gino.
Hillbilly Jim.
Yeah.
Eugene.
Tony Atlas, yeah.
Howard Finkel.
Yeah, Tony Atlas. I like Tony Atlas.
Man, you know, Piper, you know, they did a segment where they were doing live-action role-playing called LARPing, and Piper was going full Braveheart. It was awesome. Like, he was just going crazy, like, doing the role-playing.
Tremendous.
I wanted to play a 16-second clip for the stroke. I already heard, but... The ones on here have it. This is the other night.
Is it Malcolm playing the bagpipe?
No, it's Booker T. It's Booker T giving you a shout out. I paid him to do a shout out the other night on a show called The Hall of Fame that comes on every weekday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Here we go. And there we have it.
Thank you, brother. Much love, brother.
Is that Sinister?
No, that was Booker T, madam.
Yeah.
That was Booker T?
From the Hall of Fame show.
Yeah, from the Hall of Fame show.
Awesome.
Yeah,
oh, you were playing
the funny thing is, Trevor, the funny thing is I ended up having to pay more because what happened the first time I did it, me and my mom were listening to it, and the first time I did it, I said, do you know who Papa Stroh is, the host of David State Retro? And he said, no, I don't know who no Papa Stroh is. He said, that's great. The guy hosts a show and talks about me and represents me, man. That's real cool. And I told Mama, tell him it was Rob Kellum, the maestro. She said, you need to tell him. So I sent him another chat, and I told him. And he said, oh, yeah, I know who that is. I know who Stroh is. But he didn't know you as Papa Stroh.
Well, we were at WCW together. I was known as Maestro. Matter of fact, Stevie Ray had me on his podcast not too long ago, actually. It was a good time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's got a great podcast, too.
That's cool.
Yeah, Sonny Ono on there a lot and everything. It's really cool.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of Sonny Ono, he sent me a earlier, and Sonny Ono is going to be on the AEW, not the AEW, the A&E biography thing about the WWE mansion thing with Mark Henry. He's going to be on there this coming Sunday.
Cool. Right on.
Yeah.
I got another favorite moment for the TV moment for Piper. Piper did this show called Haunting Us, and he kind of like he had a medium come to his house. And it was kind of like a paranormal medium type show. And
yeah,
they like he seemed like he was really believing her because she mentioned Adrian Adonis visiting him like posthumously spiritually like visiting him, and it was pretty interesting. Like cause Piper had said he had a fire at his house, and like one of his kids went up to him, and apparently like Adrian was kind of watching over him is what she implied. It was pretty interesting.
Wow.
Like, because Piper and Adrian Adonis were so close.
Yeah.
And it was, he said it was like, it must have been Piper, or must have been Adonis when he was like, when he was younger and he was wearing the leather stuff.
You know, it says that he teamed with Rick Martel at one time, and they won the NWA West Tag Team Championship. I would love, you know, I didn't really get a chance to, but I would have loved to see him and Rick Martel be a team, man. I bet they were a great team.
Hmm. And, you know, Rick Martel is kind of, like, reclusive. He doesn't really do much wrestling media anymore.
Yeah, I was a big Rick Martel fan. I thought he was great.
Yeah, I've heard he's pretty great. I think he had a massive player in Japan, too, All Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Papa's Joe, did Roddy Piper ever wrestle in Japan?
Yeah, I was talking about that earlier. Piper and Slater versus Jumbo and Baba. And Baba, like, gave Piper a big chop, and Jumbo was able to get the win shortly after. It was pretty cool seeing those two.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that, Steve. Thank you.
Yeah, and I think I was mentioning it earlier, and, like, Piper has talked about it publicly that he got banned from Japan, I guess. Well, after doing a tour of All Japan, it might have been 1980, and he went over it a little bit and discussed it on one of his last media appearances, one of his last interviews.
I've got a suggestion for an upcoming show. I know we have a lot of big stars, you know, that we discuss and stuff, but how about another big star, but not a heavyweight star, but a cruiserweight star who was never world champion? How about Juventud Guerrero?
Juventud Guerrero?
Juventud
Guerrero.
Yeah, I met his valet, Brian, Lizzie Valentine, at a Hollywood show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Papa Stro, I wanted to mention a time Piper, the Battle of the Bands in September of 86 when, you know, Championship Wrestling turned over to Superstars, and Orton and Morocco and Adonis all did a number, and Jimmy Hart did a number on his leg. And then he had to get in the ring face Pedro Morales, or not the Iron Sheik, and Pedro Morales was going to wrestle him because they didn't think Roddy could wrestle. But first, Roddy came down when Hogan was being, you know, when Adonis was attacking, double teaming him and Orndorff were attacking Hogan, and then Piper comes down on one crutch. And then later on, he gets in the ring, tells Pedro to beat it, get out of here. He's going to wrestle the Sheik, and he like, put a maneuver on him and then just pinned him. He rolled him up and got three counts. That was impressive to me because he had a bad leg at the time.
You know, Brian, you were talking about Piper versus the Hoovy match. It's funny you mentioned that. I was reading Reddit, and I don't know if this is true or not, but there was a story about Piper getting a lot of heat in Mexico because he said he played the national anthem over there on his bagpipes, and he played La Cucaracha instead.
Wow. Oh, wow.
That's on
It's in an old squared circle post, yeah. It's funny.
That's funny.
Hey, Bob Pedro, me and my brother, we went to the Cow Palace in San Francisco, October 20th, 2007, and we met a lot of wrestlers there. But when we met Roddy Piper, me and my brother, he took a picture with us, and then I asked him if he played the bagpipes. It's the only time I ever heard him play the bagpipes. I mean, he told me I'd met him a lot of times he was going to play the bagpipes just for me, and that was a real honor.
Sure. Did you hear about that story about Piper getting his pipes stuffed by Freddie Blassie, getting sabotaged by Blassie? I think it was Blassie put toilet paper in his pipes. It was Piper's first ever match in WWF. That must have been quite a rib.
Hey, Steve, did you see the prime time the week before?
I can totally see. I can totally see Freddie Blassie doing that.
Did you guys see the prime time the week before? And classic Freddie Blassie was like the good guy who came out there, and he told everybody Bobby was a deadbeat. And he took his jacket and he was taking money out of his pants.
Well, yeah, you know, during that time there were so many good rivers. I mean, you had Blassie, you had you had Lover, only Matt Rivers.
Sure, I think you're breaking up. Or hard to hear.
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
It sounds real staticky. Yeah.
How about now?
A little bit better.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. I wanted to mention, I think Jesse Ventura said on a podcast that he was almost going to do a TV show with Piper. Kind of like a buddy cop. Yeah, tag team.
Tag team.
That
would have
been interesting.
Steve,
I would have
right yeah. Recommended
thank you, Malcolm. I wish I could have seen that, like, pilot, because I think they did a pilot, but they never got greenlit for more than that.
Steve, I've got a videotape. Get my short shit out in Las Vegas.
Oh, wow. Malcolm, you're just sitting on all types of gold.
No, I'm not, dude. I'll look to you if I can get out there and get it.
Forget the leprechaun we got.
Get Adam to help you on that.
Well, you know, Papa Stroh, what was funny about that TV show, he also did the same year, he did an episode of The Love Boat where he was a henchman on that. That was kind of funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is Papa did?
Well, yeah, The Love Boat. It was 1990, what am I saying?
The funny thing about that. Sorry, Malcolm. I was going to interrupt you because the tag team.
Go ahead, Steve. You first.
You mentioned tag team. Gene Simmons' wife was on that. Shannon Tweed. I didn't even know that. I was looking it up. I was like,
oh,
wow.
Yeah.
But yeah, go ahead, Malcolm.
Pretty wild.
Yeah. There was another moment, Papa Stroh, nobody mentioned. SummerSlam '89, when Ravishing Rick Rude was taking on the Ultimate Warrior. Piper came down and lifted his kilt, and the Warrior did a German suplex backwards on Rick Reed and won the Intercontinental title. But back in the mean, Gene's doing an interview with him, and he goes, hey, Rick Root, bottoms up. I got a cup.
Classic. Well, thank you, guys. It's been a really great show tonight. A lot of great Piper moments shared. Guys, make this show as always. Yes, Steve.
Can I mention another Piper moment?
Okay. All right. We're running short on time.
Yeah. I remember, I think I was watching Ring of Honor, and there used to be these PSAs that Roddy Piper would do called
Stanford is silent. And it was the anti-bullying campaign. I don't even know if you remember that. I thought that was pretty cool that he was doing anti-bullying campaign.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Pop was really involved.
What year was that?
But yeah, for all of
you.
I just know we're running short on time, so I just want to get the plugs in and from you guys and everything.
No, it was like 2010, Malcolm. But go ahead.
Yeah. So, it's been a great time. We're running short on time. If you guys got any plugs, plug away. Go ahead.
You can reach me at Slower Steven and might discuss New Japan Dominion pretty soon. It was a pretty great show for New Japan. But thanks for having me on the show, and look forward to Richmond next week.
Oh, anytime. Any more plugs, guys?
Thanks for having me on. It's always a pleasure to be on the show. About wrestling and everything else going on, and just continue to keep me in your prayers, and hope y'all all have a great weekend.
Papa Stro, I want to say that last week was Hogan. This week it's Piper. They're my two all-time favorite wrestlers. Anybody? I'm not excluding you, but because I don't like those polls and everything, but they were such an influence to me in like 85 through 87 when I first got out of the Army, all the things that happened back then, and when they talk about those two guys, I have a Roddy Piper t-shirt and a Hulk Hogan jacket. Now, Papa Stro already signed those for me at the CAC, but Brian, if you and Professor Steve, I would be honored, as much knowledge as you have, if you would sign those jackets for me when I meet you guys for real. And I've got them with me.
We'll see. Maybe in November.
And I want to say, Papa Stro, I get excited. I'm sorry to interrupt you. When it comes to Hogan and Piper, I can't control myself. I need to take a volume.
I'm glad you called in.
Yes, absolutely. The next week's topic will be about the career of Ravishing Rick Rude. So, anyone listening or any of you callers here want to bring your Rude A game, Rude's favorite Rude moments and memories, call in, please. So next week is Ravishing Rick Rude night. That we should be ready for. For sure. And,
we're going to get rude.
Tomorrow night on my horror sci-fi show, The Stro Zone, my Facebook page, facebook.com/StroTheMaestro, at 12 midnight. The feature will be legendary wrestling legend El Santo. He takes on zombies in the film. Santo versus El Zombie.
Those are good.
Thank you guys. You guys made the show. Thank you so much. It's been a really fun night tonight talking about Ryder Ryder Piper. And I feel like we can go all night talking about Ryder Piper. Missed so much. But be good to each other. Catch the archives of tonight's show on VivaCination.com, WWE Retro, and Ramblings on Roddy Piper on WWE Retro. And be good to yourselves and each other. Have a great rest of the week and weekend. We'll see you next Thursday for Ravishing Rick Rude Night right here at WWE Retro. And with that, let's see what we can do here with this Venus Roddy Piper night.
For everybody?
I'll continue the bagpipe that Brian started.
Okay.
Have a good night, guys.